You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
I am on my way to the Institute of Fundraising, Fundraising Convention, is that even what it's called? And as I arrive in UK, I listen to the soothing sounds of England.
Fuck you, mate, get out the fucking road!
It's good to be back. But for some of us, we can't actually afford to go to conventions like these. Or even if we're able to attend them and fortunate to attend these kind of great conferences, there's still room for more personal development. And we have to wonder, working for organizations with shoestring budgets or sometimes no budget, how do we get the most out of our personal development? How do we learn more about fundraising? How do we become better fundraisers without blowing too much cash? And that's what today's quick tip is about. In 10 minutes, I want to share some ideas, some ways that I've developed my skills and my peers have also developed their skills. So first of all, obviously the internet is a great tool for getting information and there's some really good resources and places to follow other fundraisers and see what they put out, see what they share and see what they learn. Facebook is obviously a plague on our nation, but it can be useful. And especially the group like Fundraising Chat, where you have thousands of different fundraisers who are always happy to give feedback, always sharing interesting stuff. If you are still on Facebook, then I highly recommend joining Fundraising Chat. You can also find a lot of other Facebook groups, some of them really niche if you're particularly focused on grants, if you're particularly focused on individual giving, if you're a solo consultant, these are the kind of groups that exist for you. Twitter, I obviously love. I'm on a Toast fundraiser, and there's a bunch of great people that I follow who I constantly learn from on Twitter. So you don't have to be out there posting stuff, but just lurking and looking at some of the best. But Twitter's best when you do share. Likewise on LinkedIn, there's some LinkedIn groups out there, not a whole lot of great ones. But again, you can follow great people, you can connect with great people, and you can ask great people specific questions. And I have found fundraisers are always very, very helpful. There's lots of great email mailing lists. A lot of my guests who come on this podcast do regular blogs, regular mails, and they're great people to follow and great people to subscribe to. If you're into reading mailings, if you're into reading blogs, that can be really helpful. Podcasts obviously are great, although generally podcasts focus on interviews, even my own, you know, half the episodes are all interviews. And there's stuff we can gain from that, not so much practical learning. Obviously, these 10-minute quick tips are aimed at being very practical. There's lots of fundraising books out there, and I'm going to share a link. I'm going to share a link to my recommended reading, which is books, blogs, mailing lists, and things like that, where we can actually find really, really good information. So if you're a book reader or an audiobook reader, or you read in your Kindle, there are good fundraising books out there, and I'll share some links. In terms of professional development, where we actually pay to learn some stuff, there are some options out there. I've done the certificate in fundraising and the diploma in fundraising, and they're great. They're pricey or pricey-ish. If you can get your organization to pay for them, then they're absolutely worthwhile. They look good on your CV or resume, and you do learn some good stuff in there, and you meet other great fundraisers. You have things like the CFRE, and the CFRE is something that I used to have. And we want to be a little bit cautious about that because there's not a whole lot of learning in there. It's self-learning. You're sent off to read recommended reading and essentially you study to pass the exam. Essentially, all you're paying for there, and it is very pricey, is you're paying to take an exam. But that CFRE qualification, the certificate qualification, the diploma qualification, and more, they can be useful, but really think about what you're gaining from them, because sometimes it's just a qualification. It's a qualification that donors aren't looking for. It's a qualification that most nonprofits aren't looking for. Usually they're looking for a track record instead. And so be really realistic about what you want to get from them. I get a lot from those because I'm a consultant and it instills confidence in clients. But if you're a fundraiser who's donor facing, it doesn't necessarily give you much of a boost. Again, there's lots of courses out there, lots of conferences, and you can look at those. There are free ones. I myself have even run pay what you feel like paying courses. With free courses, you just want to be a little bit cautious about who's running it. and who's delivering it, because sometimes these can turn into real salesy sessions. The reason they're free is because they're trying to get you into rooms so that they can sell to you. So I've seen ones run by different vendors, and they turn into just a sales pitch, just about their specific product. So be really cautious about who is running them. But there are great free courses out there run by excellent fundraisers who deliver great stuff. And I've learned a lot from these things. If you can start to pay for training, then you start to get quality stuff. But again, look for the right people and look for the right courses and the right training. Talk to other people who've attended them and see how beneficial they've found it, and get them to be really honest. Conferences are great. Like I said, you have a big mix of different subjects. And one of the great values of conferences is that you get to meet other fundraisers. We always say some of the best learnings are what happens in between the sessions. So there's a whole thing there about going to conferences. There's a huge benefit. That's I love conferences. I'm addicted to fundraising conferences. If you can't afford to go, and things like the fundraising convention, they can be up to like £1,000 to attend. If you can't afford to go to them, there are other ways to do it. Look at bursaries. Very often the conferences offer bursaries, or their sponsors offer bursaries, which essentially is just sponsoring you to go, paying for you to go. And sometimes you'll be surprised if you apply to these, how easy it can be to get them. You don't get them if you don't apply, so try applying them. Try talking to companies involved. Try talking to the conference itself close to the time. If they're still trying to fill slots, they might be very open to the idea of just allowing you to go, or allowing you to go very cheap, because they want bums on seats and they want to get in as many people as they can. They'll try and sell you the ticket, but when it comes to last minute, you might still get in. Another great way to attend these conferences is to volunteer. It's obviously a bit of work. They tell you what to do. They tell you what sessions to go to, but you do get to attend sessions. And so sometimes this is the easiest way for us to go, because they're always desperate for volunteers. So think about going. When you're actually at a conference, if you're fortunate enough to go to these great conferences, be choosy about what sessions you go to. Look for recommendations. Look for people who've already seen these speakers and who tell you that's good. And be honest with yourself. We all fall into the trap of going to the sessions that we already know about to confirm what we think we know. We go to the sessions that our friends are in. But let's go to the sessions where we actually need development. Yeah, go to the sessions that are out of our comfort zone, stuff that we're actually trying to learn. Other ways we can develop ourselves: think about getting a mentor or a coach. Obviously, this is something I do professionally. If you want to hire me, you can hire me. That'd be fantastic. But getting people who've already gone through this, who've already done these things, who have a pool of knowledge and pool of resources to help you through your experiences. Look at people who are professional mentors or coaches in fundraising, and price them up. See if you can get that budget from your organization, or you want to invest in yourself. Otherwise, look at free mentors and coaches. And what I mean by that is identify fundraisers you look up to, fundraisers who you think are successful, and just simply approach them and ask them if they'd be open to mentoring. Mentoring is a two-way relationship. Mentors get a lot out of it. And you'll be surprised how many people will just be flattered that you've asked them and actually go ahead and help you through that. So you can have quite a formal mentoring relationship with a good fundraiser, and it doesn't cost you anything. That is possible. It's just about having a conversation and using your fundraising skills to actually ask them. On a side note, you should be mentoring. No matter what stage of your career you're at, there's always someone who is is not at that point yet. And so you should consider who else you can mentor. Again, we get something very beneficial from mentoring someone else. And it's just good to give back to that. There's other mentoring organizations. You would have heard Susan Morgan from the Tony Elisher Foundation on this podcast before, and they run free mentoring for people. So look for organizations like that who also provide it. Less formal kind of mentoring is you can just simply meet fundraisers for coffee and pick their brains and ask them questions on specific things and just learn from them. And actually, that's where me and most of my fundraising friends learn a lot of our stuff. It's just from identifying fundraisers and skilled people that we look up to and saying, can I buy you a coffee or a hot chocolate? And having them for an hour to chat through. Again, there's no point in us making the same mistakes that someone made a few years ago already. So talk to people who've gone into situations like that And just pick the brains. Fundraisers are so unbelievably generous. I know when people ask me questions, I'm always happy to answer. You know, after a while, we have to start to talk about how I make my money and try and kind of professionalize it. But in the early stages, certainly, if I can just answer a quick question, I will. And I know fundraisers have always been really generous for me with me in terms of sharing their knowledge. I'd also recommend joining a board. I've said this a few times on the podcast. Join the board of a small nonprofit. You are qualified to do that. You are experienced enough to do that. Don't doubt yourself. You have more fundraising experience than probably anyone else on that board. Be really strict about how much time you put into it and how much of fundraising itself you put into it. But it's a great way to learn other areas that maybe you're not touching on in your own fundraising program. If you're, you know, quite niche or in a specific area, this opens you up to different areas of fundraising and even a different cause, different structure, all of that. So I really, really recommend joining a board. It's a fantastic thing to do, and it looks great on your CV and resume. The final thing I would say is do it. Yeah, that, you know, we can keep learning, we can keep reading, we can keep going to conferences until we drop dead. But you know, there's only so much you can learn before you actually go out and do it. Sometimes all this education is just a way of delaying the inevitable, delaying our fundraising. And so I would say really go out and do it. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Sometimes that's where we learn our biggest lessons from. Asking and fundraising, it's like a muscle. You know, you want to work it out, you want to go out and make those mistakes, you want to go out and be a bit raw. And then you'll fine tune it and you'll be better over time. So don't feel like you have to read one more book, listen to one more podcast, go to one more conference. Just start doing it in conjunction with all these areas of personal development. That's it. That's the quick tip for this week. I'll hopefully see you at the fundraising convention. If you're there, I'm speaking twice, so do come and see me, or let's just grab a cup of tea in between. Otherwise, I'll see you at another conference coming up soon. Take care.
Listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. For discounts on Simon's best-selling online fundraising courses, go to www.changefundraising.com/training and use coupon code podcast. Complete them in your own time, wherever you want. Get busy living or get busy buying.